If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast, premium episode 320, American Reich. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rakitansky,
Liv Akar,
and Travis View.
Hello, how is everybody doing today?
I'm good. I haven't been on any scrolling apps at all, so I've been crocheting, which is nice.
Scrolling today or for the new year in general?
For the last like couple weeks, which has really helped my attention span. I've been back to crocheting, which it's really just like riding a bike. You really get into it. And reading. I'm in the middle of Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Oh, sick.
Which is great. It's one of those things that's like so influential that you're like, oh, it's cool that he invented that. And then all the bad things, it's like, you know, the Bourdain quote about Kissinger, like when you go to Cambodia, you'll never want to stop beating Henry Kissinger to death with your bare hands. It's like, that's how I feel about Tolkien. Or like the concept of an evil race.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's probably not a good addition to fantasy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess that is true. And sort of one ring, you know, one ring to rule them all. And people, they've been trying to create this ring ever since. I mean, you know, I think there's still a lot of work to be done, but.
He really stole it from Plato. It's just the Ring of Gyges from the Republic, which is like a ring that's a thought experiment for like, if you didn't have any consequences for your actions, would you still be moral? It's like, yeah, it's the all-powerful ring that makes you invisible.
Wow.
Although it's the ring is like extra powerful in Lord of the Rings, is my understanding. I still don't quite understand what Plato was cooking when he said that you would have no consequences for your actions if you had a ring that turned you invisible, but maybe we just live in a different social world than Plato.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like Frodo's having a good time when he goes invisible. It seems like it's very painful. There are Nazgul about.
Yeah.
You can see their faces. Way scarier when you can see what the kings look like under the hoods.
Yeah.
Speaking of hoods.
Sorry.
Speaking of white hoods. Yeah. So again, you know, I'm really as the second Jewish person on the show, the other being Brad Abrahams, of course, I try not to find myself in the depths of neo-Nazi content. I usually try to reserve that for folks who have slightly higher armor ratings like Travis and Liv. But this week, I could not help myself after discovering a ill-fated merch shop during my research for the Renee Good episode that we put out last week. So, listeners, in classic QAA fashion, researching one neo-Nazi has led me to uncovering another.
Yeah, they repopulate like gremlins, and they keep have to come up with fresh ones, you know?
Yeah, the spawn timer slider is set real low on these guys. So last week, while trying to dig up as much as I could about peacoat QAnon counter protester and pretend CEO Jaden Scott, I came across two separate Nazis doing their very best to form the American Reich in two very different ways. The first, who we discussed briefly on the Renee Good episode, is Pardon Jan Sixer and proud white supremacist Jake Lang. On the same day that Good was murdered, Lang was in Washington, D.C. leading a crusader rally outside of AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobby headquarters. As I mentioned in last week's premium, he was Sig Heiling and throwing chocolate coins at his boys, as well as somebody who was dancing around wearing a Point Break-style rubber Joe Biden mask.
Oh, that's a classic. That's like a Bush-era Republican thing, is those sort of masks.
Yes.
You know, like that's like Alex Jones 2003. Sort of thing. They're really bringing that back. Wow.
Yeah, these guys want to take it way back. Like, they want to take it back to, like, 1939 back.
Right.
Documentarian Ford Fisher actually captured this scene on video. I should mention this is getting a content warning for a couple reasons. One, you don't feel like hearing Nazi shit today. Don't blame ya. And two, there's also a counter-protester with a megaphone who begins growling into it very loudly in an effort to drown out Lang, which she does quite handily.
They have bought our politicians. They've thrown their Jewish money, nation of America. They have bought out hundreds of millions of dollars in politicians in our country.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Jake. This is generally one of the more absurd, upsetting clips I've seen on this show. So congratulations for that.
Yeah. Because it's also just, like, so strange. It's not just, like, the Zeke Heil speech where he's yelling. It's, like, there's also, like, a mask of Hillary Clinton. Which, you know, guys, get over it. Like, she's not... That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think they are actually influenced by those videos I was talking about specifically with the fact that it's Hillary Clinton. I think they're probably... Is this guy, like, the same? I can't tell because all these guys always age so poorly. Whether this guy's, like, in his late 30s or whether he's my age. But if he's my age, I'm willing to bet that we have a similar image of those sort of comical masks. Not to fixate on the...
I actually don't know. That's probably something I should have looked up, but I didn't see his age anywhere. I'm guessing, yeah, mid to late 30s, maybe a little bit younger. I know Jaden Scott, who's one of his boys. You can see him in the background. Now, this is the Peacoat QAnon foaming at the mouth guy we talked about. He's in the background holding up a sign while the Joe Biden has fake money in his hands, and he's doing a very... I mean, you nailed it, Liv. This feels like something like from a different time, and it's bad. It's very bad.
Like, it's ironic. Like, you can see he throws the money at Hillary and he kind of laughs. Like, it's partially ironic. Like,
yeah.
He's like got like terminal like internet brain.
But still, I'm really curious how much sort of like planning and briefing went into this. Did they say, all right, you're going to wear that Hillary mask and I'm going to throw coins at you. They're going to bounce right off your mask and your body and right onto the ground. So that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to show up today.
He's got like one black Nazi who's with him, who's part of the group. And there's a video I didn't include where another black guy comes by and he's basically like, you know, fuck you guys, get out of my way or whatever. And the guy who's part of Jake Lang's crew does this really ugly, like, oh, another uneducated N-word, and like it's really, and then they get into it. And but what's funny is when Lang turns around to like throw the coins, I think he like hits the black guy like very hard to the point where the guy's kind of like, what the fuck, man? Like, he threw those chocolate coins like very hard at his friends, or supposedly his friends, the guy, the small group of people that he's there with.
He threw that as he was saying America was a white only nation, so hard to imagine.
I know, I can't,
they're two
help
good friends, maybe not. You know?
Yeah, it's really very quite strange. Now, I'm all for criticizing the Israeli government for a multitude of reasons, which Julian has appropriately addressed on this podcast in the past, but turning America brown is not one of them. This is a pretty sad affair, as Liv and Travis, you can see. There are not many people here, except for his goons, of which Jaden Scott is one. They're holding up a sign that says, Make Jerusalem Christian Again, with Nazi crosses in the corners. You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion, it's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.